Thank you very much for that elaborate introduction. Well, she has already said I'm Judith Kimiwe, and I'm here to present on behalf of AJFAD, that is the African Journal on Food, Agriculture, Nutrition and Development, and more specifically on behalf of the chief editor, the Honorable Professor Ruth Onyango. And what I'll do is just give an overview of what a bit of the background of the journal, and then look at the coverage, who exactly is it targeting, and then probably also give a little bit of overview of the opportunities and achievements and challenges this journal has had, and a little bit of word from the chief editor on the way forward. Now, for the background, the African Journal of Food, Agriculture, Nutrition, and Development is among a few of the internationally renowned peer-reviewed journals published in Africa. It was launched in 2001, and it started as a journal of food and nutritional sciences, but due to the demand of the widening scope of the nutrition subject, it was then recognized that it needed to have a wider scope, and that's why now it is the Journal of Food, Agriculture, and Nutrition, and to encompass also issues of development. As I just said, Professor Honorable Ruth Onyango is the CEO and the chief editor, and she's been operating this journal under the NGO of Rural Outreach Program. The vision of the AJFAD is to provide information on food, agriculture, nutrition, and development, and is contributed and to make sure that it's contributed and shared honestly, respectively, equally, and impartially, and a world in which the AJFAD supports all those who would like to contribute to knowledge. Its key guiding principle is that no culture has monopoly on knowledge. If you can recall, Mary said that we were having a problem trying to get... I'm also very passionate about promoting indigenous foods, by the way. It's been one of my areas of interest in research. And when I was looking for information and even where to get information from other researchers from Africa, I went to this journal. And I was able to get a lot of what I needed to start me off. The mission is to inform policy and decision making in the field of food, nutrition, and agriculture and development. And in so doing, be able to apply the emerging technologies and for innovative interventions, and also to use that information for regulatory purposes. The journal has some research that's related to product development and issues like that, and that's why the issues of regulation come in. The goals and objectives of the journals, therefore, is to provide a platform through which food and nutrition issues and information concerning Africa and its unique problems could be effectively addressed and disseminated. The second objective of the journal was to provide capacity building, facility in scholarly publishing, and for budding African scholars. Now, I'll look a little bit about the coverage. The journal initially was aimed at releasing about 2 issues per year when it started, and indeed it did, and each issue carried about 10 research articles and 1 or 2 student articles. The student articles were aimed at encouraging and introducing university students to the culture of publishing, which I think is very good. It grew into a quarterly publication with time, with each issue combining articles on research programs and also included in articles on policy aspects. This year, for the past 7 months, it has been able to produce 10 to 12 articles per month. And as we speak this week, I received the communication of the latest issue that has just come out from the ACHFAD. Besides academic research, the journal provides an avenue for sharing information on national level food and nutrition programs, commentaries, short communications, book reviews, and other relevant news and events. Obituaries of friends of ACHFAD also are included. And what I know, also, which has not been put here, it also provides room for having a special supplement. Like when we had this big workshop, and as I say, I've been one of the people that been working directly or indirectly with Mary on issues concerning indigenous food. We had one big conference that brought together several people from other different African countries who have been working in that area, and she was able to avail at least one of our journals as volumes as a supplement for us to put in our articles. Okay. A number of issues addressed in the articles is uniquely African and may not be suitable for publication in other journals outside Africa or to the readership outside the continent. There's some of the issues that I was able to quickly pick out were the role of indigenous African foods in food and nutrition security, preparation, processing, preservation, and storage of African foods, hunger, malnutrition, and the challenges associated with agriculture in Africa, and then things on modern technology such as genetically modified organisms and its opposition amidst food insufficiency and women in agriculture. Those are just a few of some of the topical areas that have been covered in some of the articles that have been presented to the journal. Now, the journal carries out an evaluation of its readership just to see, to gauge how it's going. And the number of manuscripts received weekly helps in evaluating the readership covered, as many manuscripts come in weekly, on weekly basis, with a checklist attached, which means they visit the website. IJFAD has also signed agreements with major institutions that carry and distribute data. Therefore, the journal can be accessed this way, and the journal has also designed a counting tool which helps in evaluating its readership. Some motivation that has come out from the journal is that the reviewers and authors are motivated by the fact that their photograph appears with their article in the journal. People are able to then relate to them. While for the reviewers also, their profiles can be posted on the web for visibility and recognition. They will usually ask you for your profile as a way of appreciation, because they don't pay for the service, it's voluntary. In an effort to bring on board the Francophone countries, ACHFAD, in the earlier versions, produced or published articles and abstracts both in English and French for the benefit of the French-speaking clientele in Africa and abroad. And translation was being done professionally, but now due to the financial constraint, they have slowed down on that. Okay. Well, what are some of the opportunities? I was able to pick out a few opportunities that this journal offers, and I've categorized them into four different categories. We have education and research, supporting, networking, accessing, sharing, and publishing of papers for researchers, scholars, scientists, and academics in agriculture, food, nutrition, and environmental management, and sustainable development related information. For the library, creating and preserving online digital information across all formats and ensures effective access and management of information to all, especially those serving research and educational communities. The online article library ensures that its collection remain forward-looking, open to browsing, and of world-renowned quality. Publishing support. strengthening the work of editors and communication professionals, especially those in research and science, through publishing. AGFAD makes people aware of the resources available to them, and through innovation, it makes access to these resources much easier. And in rural development and agriculture, supporting networks, accessing, sharing, and publishing of information for rural development practitioners, the lack of basic information plays a significant part in the persistence of poverty. Poor people need better connection to schools, healthcare, markets, essential services, and each other. Almost all the Millennium Development Goals depend on the providing the infrastructure, and therefore the journal hopes that it will be able to link all the people that are supposed to collaborate together, and sharing information, then they are able to know what inputs they can put towards the rural development and agriculture in Africa. Health and nutrition is another area. Supporting and facilitating communication, networking, accessing, sharing, and publishing of information between researchers and practitioners and policymakers involved in health promotion activities is another strength. Recent topics include HIV/AIDS, health and sanitation promotion in rural areas, food safety, food security, food trade, healthier eating, infant feeding, and immunization. Like other journals, it also has had its own challenges, and some of the few challenges that I'm able to allude to immediately are sustainability of the journal in terms of reviewers and paying the secretarial staff. It's free. The journal is still free to both the authors and the readership. Nobody pays anything to the journal. Funding for the journal, this was started as a capacity building project, and as such, we do not impose a fee to publish the papers. The journal has had one dedicated donor for the past 2 years, who has since decided to reduce the amount they have been giving to the journal. It is hoped that other donors will be able to step in to support such an important project. And some of the achievements, the first issues of the journal are the conventional print work version. From March 2002, the journal went online with that website. And since November 2003, the journal has been issued entirely online with a change of name. As I said, it has changed now to AJFAD. Okay. And the benefits that have been reaped by going online include shorter production cycles, increased visibility and recognition, more efficient quality control through electronic peer review, greater versatility in the design of the electronic files, and an opportunity to build capacity in electronic publishing. Other achievements, the journal has become very popular. For example, instead of looking for reviewers, the scientists are asking to volunteer as reviewers. Therefore, the energies that were directed towards marketing the journal can be redirected to solving other challenges. The quality of publication has also improved to match the international standards. Okay, and since its inception, the journal has grown from strength to strength, as evidenced by the diversity and the caliber of the submissions that it receives from now and then. And it receives submissions from all over Africa. Quite frequently, submissions have been received from outside Africa too, including Europe, USA, and Asia. And the number of reviewers has also grown quite substantially. Besides academic research, the journal provides an avenue for sharing information on national level food and nutrition programs, commentaries, short communications, book reviews, and relevant news and events. Oh, this one I'd already mentioned before. And for the way forward, and this is from the chief editor, is to be indexed by the Thomson's SI and to find a more suitable funding model, and also to link with the policy and programs instruments. And that is the publisher, Honorable Professor Ruth Onyango. Okay, and that's it. Thank you.